So just to speak out, one ha'ara, as it relates to this last Gemara that we learned, and that is ma'u lahalois minasiyas kapayim liyuchsa. The Gemara had an ibaya. If you know someone as a kohen, by virtue of the fact that whenever there's duchani, he always goes up to duchan. Is that enough of a raya that he's a kohen that, as it relates to inyanim of yuchsin, we'd be able to trust him as being a kohen or not? Meaning, we know that the benchmark, the standard, as it relates to establishing someone as a kohen for inyanim yichus, is higher than it is for other areas of halacha. Mala asu biyuchsin. So the question is, where we need a very strong bearer that this person is a kohen. Now, if two Eidim would walk in the Bezin and they would say, we know for a fact he's a kohen, it's game over. But we don't have two Eidim. But we have a umdana. And the umdana that we have is that this yid always duchens. So is duchening a raya or is it not a raya? What would be the tzad that it's a raya? In the Gemara, it was mavur tutzadim. Number one, if someone's not a kohen, he probably wouldn't be such a mechutzif and go befares you to duchen. But it was mavur another svara, and that is because it's aser for a zar to duchen. And being that it's aser for a zar to duchen, it's mistabe that this person wouldn't do an iser. Now, what is that iser? The Gemara didn't say. But the Gemara said that it's an iser aseh. There's an iser aseh for a zar to duchen. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, what is this iser aseh? Dibra maschil, the iser aseh, koi sevarchu as b'nei Yisrael omar lohem, atem v'loy zarin, v'lav abom mechlal aseh. It says in the Pasuk, dabra laharin v'albon of lema koi sevarchus b'nei Yisrael. Who's supposed to be mevarchus Yisrael? Aharin. So there's an aseh for aharin to be mevarchus Yisrael. From there we learn that it's aser for someone that's not a harin or bun of shalaharin to be mevarech as Yisrael. And Rashi says that you want to know what this isra say of the Gemara is. It's this Gemara. It's this pasuk kois avarchu atem v'lo yizarin v'lav abo michal asay asay. But the bottom line is it's mavur from this Gemara ksubas chavdalad on the days that it's aser for a zar to be oila l'duchen. There's a Gemara mesach the Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yosi." Rabbi Yosi said, "Miyom my loy avarti al divrei chaverai. I never didn't do something that my chaverim wanted me to do. Meaning, I was such a good friend that if my friends ever asked me to do something, miyom my loy avarti al divrei chaver. Right? What was your miyom my? So Rabbi Yosi said, "My miyom my was loy avarti al divrei chaver. Yodei ani ba'atz mishen koyin." He said, "I know that I'm not a koyin." Stating that, if my chaverim would tell me, go duchen, it's something that I would do. Says Rabbi Yossi, how so? I know that I'm not a kohen, but if my friends would tell me, you should know, this is something that I would do. The Gemara is a player. The Gemara is no pshat. Rabbi Yossi says, I know I'm not a kohen, but at the same time, if my friends ask me to do something, I do it. And therefore, if my friends would tell me to be oil duchen, I would duchen. It's kenegan mafurish gemara. The Gemara said there's an isra say for a zar to duchen. So if Rabbi Yossi knows that he's not a kohen, that means he's really a zar, so how's he being oil duchen? He's violating this isra say of kohes of arches b'nei Yisrael. L'chayra a plia, l'chayra one of the great kashas of all time. Emma says, if you look in Tosfos here on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Tosfos is Moisef Plia ala Plia. Tosfos says, quote, Lo yoda ri ma iser yesh bezar ha'oilu l'duchen. The Ri inferred from this Gemara that there must be some sort of iser. Something is not okay for a zar to go ahead and duchen. Oh, but the Ri didn't know what that iser is. Im lo im ishtum bracha levatala. And then the Ri said that maybe there's an issue of bracha levatala. And if a zar is going to go, and he's going to duchen, there's going to be a bracha levatala. Now there's a major, major discussion. What exactly Tosfos mean? When Tosfos said that there's a bracha levatala, if a zar is going to be mevarech es Yisrael, did he mean the actual birchas kayanim is the bracha levatala? Or is it asheket ishanu b'kedushas ishalahar, which certainly sounds like a bracha levatala if you're not a kayan. That's already a discussion. There's a truth from the Rebbe Yehuda. There's a lot of raid on that. But the bottom line is, the Ri wasn't sure where exactly this Isser came from. Parenthetically, if you look at Reb Kivegin Gilyan Ashas, here in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, so Reb Kivegin says, lo yod ari, ukezele kamon, kuf lamed aleph amid beis, toises dibir amaskel kamash molon, vikuf lamed ches amid aleph, toises dibir amaskel misavris, uksubis daf tzadik gimel amid aleph, toises dibir amaskel teima. Reb Kivegin is mitzayin three other Tosfosin. If you look up those Tosfosin, you know what they have in common? It's three other places where Tosfos said lo yada. He doesn't know something. Which reminds us of another Reb Kivegan Gilyan Ashas. This is in Brachas Daf Chafei Medbeis. When Rashi says lo yadati, the Gemara says something, Rashi says he doesn't know. And there, it's maybe the longest Gilyan Ashas, I would imagine, where it's the Gilyan Reb Kivegan brought like 20-something different Maror Mekayimus where Rashi said any idea. So Tosfos, Reb Kivegan had three more, four in total. Rashi, it's well into the 20s. But the bottom line is, the Reed didn't know what exactly is the problem with someone that's not a Kayim being Oyla Leduchim, Makshim Oyla. It's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says in Ksubas Chav Dalet Amid Beis that there's an Isra say for a Zar to be Mavarech Es Yisrael. So there's two pleas that jump off the page here in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Number one, Rabbi Yossi himself. Miyomai lo yavarti al divrei chaveira. Yoidei ani ba'atmi she'eni koyin, but im oimim li chaveira alei leduchen ani yoyla. Can I get a Gemara in Ksubas Chav Dalet? The Gemara says it's an Isra. And if there's an Isra say, how could Rabbi Yossi Chalila say that because I'm a good friend, I'll do an Aveira for you. No problem. Has no pshat. And then Tosfos, who says, lo yadari ma isa yesh bizar ha'oyla leduchen? What do you mean, lo yadari? He comes on to be mitzadin. Maybe the problem is the bracha levatola, and even a little bit unclear what exactly is the bracha levatola. It's a mefurish gemara. There's an isra say. The gemara calls it isra say. And by the way, if Tosfos' bracha levatola is really yene gemara in ksubas chavdal and mebeis, then it wouldn't be an isra say. Because bracha levatola is one of two things. Either it's an isra deiraisa, an isra loisa say of loisisa, or it's an isra derabban. Right, the gemara says in mesechtes brachas that if somebody makes a bracha levatola, he's over the lav of loisisa. Now, it's big machlokes rishon. Tosfos says that it doesn't mean really midairaisa over loisisa. All it is an asmach debam. The Rambam sheet is, no, it's a regular loisisa. It's a loisisa midairaisa. But the bottom line is that there's a, if the issue is bracha levatola, then it's either an issa derabanan or it's an issa loisa say. Either tzad is not the Gemara Ksubis, because the Gemara says Kaisavarhu Atav Leizarim, and the Gemara refers to it as Israel say, that's what Rashi said. But Lashani Azov, it's a lava bomb Michal Asay. So Lachaira, at first glance, the Gemara and the Tosfos are mamish pleas. So I just want to mention Bederech Agav. We've spoken this out many, many times in the past, but never off an art. Never with the Shlemos. And that is the Haflah right here. Ksubis Chavdal and Mebeis, we have a Knech related to this that's a related raid bite. But the Dafla, to answer the Kasha on Tosfos, that how could Tosfos have said, Lo Yodari, Tosfos forgot about this Gemara and Ksubis Chavdal, so we're not answering the Gemara, how Rabbi Yossi was able to duchen. We'll get to that in a minute. But what we're answering is Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't know where this Issa came from. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara called it an Isra Asay, and obviously that must be what the Isra is. So Dafla said a Dover Nifla. Dafla said that maybe Tosfos learned the Gemara and Ksubis differently than Rashi. Rashi said, what's the Isra say of Azar Duchening? This Rasei is Kaisavarhu Atam Valoizar. Could be Tosfos learned differently. And Behektim says the Afla, I'm going to tell you what you saw. It's going to sound familiar to our Chabura. And that is that anytime the Torah tells someone to do a mitzvah, but that person needs somebody else to help him and assist him in order for him to do the mitzvah, we understand and we interpret the mitzvah as if the Torah wasn't just talking to you, but the Torah was talking to anyone that you need to come on to. Anyone that's critical for this Kiyum HaMitzvah. So says the Haflah, that when the Torah told the Kohanim to go Duchen, the Torah didn't just give the mitzvah to the Kohen to Duchen. The Torah also gave a mitzvah for the Zar to be Mizbarech and to be the recipient of the Bracha. Because since it's not possible for the Kohen to be Mekayim his mitzvah of Kaisavarchu unless the Zar partakes, so when the Torah told the Kohen to go ahead and duchen, the Torah was telling the Kohen, you do your role, and Yidden, you should do your role. And you know what your role is? Your role is to be mekabel the Shefa. Your role is to be mekabel the Bracha. And they both are part and parcel of the mitzvah. The reason we spoke this out in the past is because Dafla gives a mushal to this. His mushal is the mitzvah of Yibum. He said, the mitzvah of Yibum is Yivama Yavah Eleh. The Torah is talking to the Yavam. But he says it's mavur. He brings rayas that the Yavam also has a mitzvah. I, the Torah, only told the Yavam. But being that the Yavam can't do the mitzvah without the Yavama. So when the Torah told the Yavam, Yavama Yavah Yalev, it's as if the Torah also told the Yavama, you should also partake in this mitzvah. But the bottom line is that is the aside of Dafla. So Dafla says that Lule de Mistafina, maybe the way Tosfos learned the Gemara in Ksubas Chavdal Amid Beis, what's the Isser for Azar Teduchen? It's not Kaisa Varchu Atam Lo Yezarim. That's why Rashi learned the Gemara. But Tosfos has a right to argue with Rashi, as he so often does. He learned that, you know what the Isser is? If you're a Zar, you have a mitzvah to be Mizbarich. So if you're going to go ahead and duchen, you're being Mevatel your mitzvah. It's not the problem that you're doing the Koyin. That's not the issue. The issue is you're being Mevatel your own mitzvah. So he said, L'may Nafkemina. Here's a Nafkemina. What would be if there's no Kayanim? There's no Kayanim. And you decide, oh, you know what, I'll save the day. You put on your cape, you go to the duchen, and I'm about to make Birchas Kayanim. Znok the haflah, if the Isser for a Zar to be Mevarich is that he's not allowed to make the bracha, so you violated the Isser. Rashi's Isser, you violate. But if Pshat in the Isser is that you're being Mevatel the Mitzvah, you're not being Mizbarich, I anyways wasn't going to be Mizbarich, because there's anyways no Birchas Kayanim today, because there's no Kayan in the room. So Zog to have flaw, Chiddish Neira, that maybe Tosis knew the Gemara in Ksubas Chavdal Amid Beis, but Tosis had Fashtanin that the Gemara in Ksubas Chavdal Amid Beis was the Isser for the Zar to violate his Mitzvah to be Mizbarich. But based on that, there would be no Isser if there's no Kayanim. But Tosfos saw somehow in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that maybe there's always an Isser. And maybe there's an Isser Be'etzem for a Kohen to go up, for a Zar to Duchen. And that's what the Risa L'Yod Ari, and Rav Kveger says only one of four times that Tosfos says this, that he doesn't know something. But Tosfos, I'm not sure what that Isser might be. And then he says, maybe it's Bracha Levatol. Ay, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's not a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara the way Rashi learned the Gemara. But it's not a Mefurish Gemara. And Tosfos has a right to learn the Gemara differently. And Tosfos did learn the Gemara differently. That the Bittul Asnei is the fact that I'm being Bevatel my mitzvah to be Mizbarich. But the bottom line is, this is the Haflah. But as it relates to the Iker Kasha, the Iker Kasha, and that is the Gemara itself. Am Rabbi Yosi, Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eini Kohen. But if my friends tell me Alei L'Duchen, so this is something that I would always do. I would always be Oilo L'Duchen, and it's a plea, because at the end of the day, if there's an Isser, how could someone that's not a Kohen go ahead and be Oilo L'Duchen? And the truth is, on this Kasha, there's so much red. And if you open up the Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim, the beginning of Hilchas Nesiyas Kapayim, Sifkot and Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that a Zohar is not allowed to be Oilu Duchen. And right here, there's a Ramah, and a Magen Avram, and a Taz, and a Prima Gadim, and a Bir Hagra, and there were Tshuvas that were written, and there's so much red on this Kasha. How could Rabbi Yossi say that even though I'm not a Kohen, I was willing to be Oilu Duchen, at the end of the day, isn't there an Isser? But there's maybe Yadua, maybe not Yadua, a mahalach to answer this question from Rav Baruch Epstein, the Baal Mechaber Sefer of the Torah Tamima. And this is mentioned in the Torah Tamima on Parshas Nasai Bekitzer, but it's mentioned by Arichos in the Sefer Mekor Baruch. It's in Chelik Shlishi, it's in Perek Chav Zayin, it's Sif Kotten Tes Ayin Shom. It's Kedai to see it. But he says, the emes is, if you think about this Gemara, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, when regarding Rabbi Yossi, besides for the obvious kasha, how could Rabbi Yossi have been oivel l'duchen at the end of the day if he wasn't a kayin? He's being oivel an isser. He says, just poshut in the Gemara, there's a few things that are bothering him very much. First of all, his friends are egging him on. Rabbi Yossi, come on. Alei l'duchen, just do it. Alei l'duchen, just do it. Like, what are the chaverim even telling him? Like, they know it's aser. So if they know it's aser, why would they be doing that? V'oid, let's say the reason is because they wanted Rabbi Yossi to give them a bracha. Right? That's what they want. So ask him for a bracha. Everyone's gone to tzaddikim for brachas. Rabbi Yossi is a great tzaddik. You want a bracha? Ask him for a bracha. Rabbi Yossi, could you give me a bracha? I'll give you a bracha. Why does the bracha have to be duchening? Why does it have to be alei l'duchen? But besides, and Zok Rebaruch says, this kasha almost bothers me the most. Yodei ani ba'atzmi. I know privatlich. Yodei ani ba'atzmi. You don't know, but I know that I'm not a Kohen. It's a private matter if you're Kohen, you're not a Kohen. If Rabbi Yossi was a Kohen, everybody would know he's a Kohen. If he's not a Kohen, so everyone would know he's not a Kohen. Being a Kohen, not being a Kohen, is a davar sheba farhesia. It's negay other people as well. Yodei ani ba'atzmi she'ein Kohen. So Baruch Epstein said that these kashas bothered him, they bothered everybody. He said, but then he found the Metziah. It was Kamoitza Shalara. He said he was learning the Hakdama to the Sefer Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was one of the Rishayim. He was a Talmud of the Rosh. And he was going through the Hakdama. And in the Hakdama to Rabbeinu Yeruchim quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And he says the following. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Yodei ani ba'atzmi she'eneni kedai. I know that I'm not kedai. V'em oimim li chaveru alei l'duchin, abi oil l'duchin. And he said he did a double take. He had a different gerus in the Gemara. It wasn't Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eni Koyin, but it was Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eni Kedai. She'eni Kedai? What does that mean? He says, it's Poshet, that Rabbeinu Yerucham had a different gerusin than the Bali Tosfos had. And the gerusin that Rabbeinu Yerucham had in the Gemara was that Rabbi Yossi knew that I'm not Kedai. I'm not worthy. But if my friends ask me to be Oil L'duchen, I'll be Oil L'duchen. So what was this Oil L'duchen? What exactly were they referring to? So he brings that there's different Gemaras in Shas, Bava Basra Daf Chafalef, Megillah Daf Gimel, where the Duchen was, it was a platform. It was an itztaba. He says today in Arabic, an itztaba is known as a duchan. That's the Arabic word for an itztaba. It's a platform. So he said the rabbi would be a pulpit rabbi and he would stand on the pulpit. That's what he would do. He would go on the itztaba, he would go on the duchan, and that's where he would give a drasha. So Rabbi Yossi said, Yoidei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. But v'rim oimim lechaveri alei leduchan, this is something that I would do. And he says, if that's the girsa in the Gemara, Yoidei ani ba'atzmi is beautiful. He says, you know why? He says, take a look at Yevamos Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Im Omar, if a person says, Yoidei ani ve'ineni kedai, take a look at Bava Basra Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Ani eineni kedai she'shilachtam li. That was a sprach of Chazal. The Oilim felt Rabbi Yossi was someone that was a Bar Hochi. But Rabbi Yossi had a tremendous Darkei Anova, which makes sense, by the way, because we know in Psak Halacha we always paskin like the Anov, the person that's more humble, and Rabbi Yossi is the Mukayima. We just had that. Halachic Rabbi Yossi Mechaver Vafilo Mechaver. But that's Agav. But the point is Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eneni Kedai. That's the Shprach of Chazal. So said Rav Baruch Epstein, Lulei de Mistafina, I think that there was a Talmud Torah that maybe accidentally once wrote a Ksaviyat of a Gemara, and instead of writing Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eneni Kedai, what he wrote was Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'ani Koyen. She'eneni Koyen. And because of that, there was this tremendous tumult already on the Rishonim level and the Achronim. But he said, who knows, if this was all based on the toys that was made by one of these Talmidim. And then he says that the emes is to say that a Talmud made a toys and to be Marish Olam is based on that, it already has a precedent. He said, the Mordechai in Masechta Shabbos says, V'zeh yodua mi melechas ha-mesadrin ha-burim, she-ma'arvin o-oisiyas v'oisin tevoi zorois. So he said, maybe this is an example of one of these Mesadrin Haburim that were Ma'arvin the Oisius and they made Tevoi Zoros, and it could be this whole discussion is a mistake. Avad if Rabbi Yossi knew he wasn't a Kayan, he would have never Duchen. And Alev Duchen didn't mean with the Kayhanim Duchen. The Gemara says Leviim Beduchanim. What does that mean? They were Duchen? No, they were Leviim. It means on the platform. Like the rabbis did then, he says, like the rabbis still do Adayim Mazer, and that's the Loshin Yodei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eneni Kedai. Sounds like a shtickle right out of Rav Reuven Margolis, but it's not. It's actually for Rav Baruch Epstein, Bekitzner in Torah Temima, and Barichos in Mekar Baruch. But I just want to end with one kasha. Just want to end with a kasha. End this Gemara with a kasha. And that is, we know that today, even though we have Koyhanim, but we're shtickle insecure. Doesn't matter what your last name is. There's always a little bit of an insecurity when it comes to Koyhanim Bezman Hazeh. Raya Ludova. If a woman's mafresh challah, what does she do with the challah? She burns it. Why do you burn the challah? Give it to a kayan. So it's a mafurish of Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram says, based on a rivash, because even though we have chazakas, that kayhanim are kayhanim, but we're not 100% sure. So what we do is we rely on kayhanim being kayhanim when it comes to chumras. But we don't rely on kayhanim being kayhanim when it comes to kulas. So if someone has a messiah in his family that he's a kayan, he won't go to a beis akvaris. We'll give him the first aliyah. He'll do the pidyon aben. But if we... But if someone has a Masari that he's a Kohen, and he now wants to go and eat challah and eat truma, being that a Zohar that eats truma is chayav, we'll never allow him to do it. So with soymech on Kohanim being Kohanim, only l'chumra, but we're not soymech l'kula. So here's the kasha. It's mavu in the Gemara that we just learned. It's also for a Zohar to duchen. So how can we have birchas Kohanim b'zman hazeh? How can we have duchening? A Kohen's going to get up, he's going to duchen. On the tzad that he's not a kohen, is really a czar. He's going to be over, according to Rashi, koysav archos b'nei Yisrael atem v'loi zarim. According to the hafla, the way he understood Tosfos and Shabbos, kuf yud ches amid beis, the mitzvah that the czar has to be mizbarach. Now, if nobody is going to duchen, then he won't be mevatel that mitzvah. But also the Riz own bracha levatala. So how is it okay for kohanim to duchen bezman hazeh? L'chayru, when a kohen goes up and he duchens, he's being soymich on his chazaka that he's a kohen, not l'chumra, but l'kula. Because it's true, l'chumra he's duchene. But l'kula, he might be a czar. And a czar is not allowed to duchen. If there's a question of bracha levatala, if you have a shayla bracha levatala, you don't make the bracha. Safik bracha zahachal. This is Hilchas Brachas 101. So how is it okay for a kohen to go ahead and duchen bizman hazeh, l'fi ha-mavur b'rivash, and it's brought down in all the poskim, that we're not soymich on the chazaka of you being a kohen, l'kula, l'chayra, every time a kohen goes up to duchen, isn't he being soymich l'kula? As Hashem, we'll revisit this question.